A recent study by Seattle's Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center showed that cancer patients are 2.5 times more at risk for filing bankruptcy compared to people without cancer. Today, we take a look at how cancer financially devastated one local woman and ways to prepare for the risks ahead. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
Celeste Smith is showing me a photo, a headshot that was taken 5 years ago.
This is my professional photograph for real estate, and this was on my card and on my brochure.
Smith was 58 years old. She was just starting a new career as a realtor, her dream job. She had a beautiful home in Redmond. She had a gardener and a cleaning person. She drove a BMW. Life was good.
When I look at that face sometimes and I think, I had no idea that day what was going to be in store for me for the next 5 years. You know, you sit there so innocently smiling and you don't even realize that your world is going to be so rocked.
A month after the photo was taken, Smith was diagnosed with an aggressive form of breast cancer. It would require intensive treatment that lasted nearly 2 years. At first, Smith thought she could juggle work and chemotherapy. Soon, she found out that wasn't realistic.
I was exhausted. It, in one moment, took all of my energy, and then from then on, I was just exhausted.
So she decided to put her work on hold until her health improved. Her insurance covered most of her treatment, but she had no income. She lived off of her retirement and paid bills with credit cards. It was a move that would haunt her. Eventually, she didn't have any way to pay the bills or even buy food.
I had a big pantry, and so being half Italian, you know, we had full of food. And I ate out of that pantry for a long time. Well, I was down to the top ramen and cup of soups, and I ate cup of soups for 3 days. And I just lost it. And then I went to DSHS that Monday morning and I said, you know what? I can't do this anymore.
DSHS signed her up for food stamps and Medicaid for medical coverage. But that didn't stop the bills from mounting. Collection agencies kept calling and foreclosure notices were coming in. Smith says the sad thing was she survived the disease, but the process financially ruined her.
I got so depressed because here, my treatment's been over since October, and it's August, and I'm in this mess, and I just started crying. And I cried for 2 months every day, thinking I would get over that, because I'm so strong, and I couldn't.
Friends loaned her money. She tried to sell her house to pay them back. When it didn't sell, a friend suggested that she file for bankruptcy. But she didn't have the money to file, so he paid the fee.
I don't hate many things. I hate cancer, and I hate what cancer does to people physically and emotionally and financially.
Smith's story is not uncommon. According to the recent Fred Hutchinson study, more than 4,000 cancer patients filed for bankruptcy in the last decade. Dr. Scott Ramsey, the study's lead author, says these findings highlight the least discussed problem associated with the disease.
The larger societal question is whether we feel it's acceptable for cancer patients to suffer such extreme financial hardship in very large proportions. And if we don't, we're going to have to think about larger ways to address that problem.
Ramsey says having health insurance doesn't shield patients from financial hardship, especially with increasing copays and deductibles. For people recently diagnosed with cancer, it helps to map out contingencies, says Daryl Tuttle. Tuttle is a lawyer who specializes in elder law and estate planning. He helps clients come up with plans for long-term care, which is a lot like planning for cancer care.
It doesn't matter what the diagnosis is. It doesn't matter the age. All of my clients have one problem, and that is a serious medical condition of some sort, high medical costs, possibly reduced income, and limited assets.
Tuttle advises clients to come up with what he calls a living care plan. It's a lot like planning a road trip. You look at your budget and plan for lodging, alternate routes, things like that. In addition, you plan for emergencies like a flat tire, the what ifs.
What if the disease reached the point where we could only work part-time? That is a different scenario. It has a different financial impact. What if along the way we had a major complication? That needs to be identified ahead of time.
Tuttle says he likes to plan down to the penny, month by month, for the next 5 years. Sounds like a lot of planning, maybe over-planning?
This is the most important planning that you will ever do in your entire life.
And Tuttle says your future depends on it. It's been 5 years since Celeste Smith's cancer diagnosis. Looking back, she says she wishes she'd had a larger team beyond the medical specialists. The team would also include social workers and those who could help navigate the financial minefield.
People survive cancer now, and we can't just leave them wounded and emotionally spent and financially ruined and then put them back out there and go, okay, you're fine now.
These days, Smith survives on Social Security disability. She still has personal loans she intends to pay back, but she's not sure how. She hopes her journey will help those who are just starting theirs. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.